You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment of eBay Radio is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Now, imagine a low-risk way to source liquidations and returns for resale on eBay. Sebastian Berend is the founder and CEO of BidOnFusion, and his company is providing exactly that. And they're growing fast. Sebastian, tell us about your national box sales. Is it true that shipping is only $10 to anywhere in the continental U.S.?
That is correct, yeah. Shipping is $10. That includes handling, and it's $10 nationwide.
Wow. So how exactly does BidOnFusion work?
So BidOnFusion is a marketplace for online resellers, basically. So for the hotbox sales, for example, we take about $300 to $500 in retail value worth of product. The boxes weigh about 15 to 20 pounds. And then we have the nationwide shipping for $10. It's in terms of categories, it covers anything from toys to tools to all kinds of different home improvement items. You name it. I mean, anything you could find on the shelves of the major retailers that we represent is in these boxes.
Now, is this like a surprise box, or do we know what's in it?
No, we
mystery box.
The item details section of the of each item will show you the five or six item highlights that are in the box. But we're about 30 days away from having complete sub-manifests for every hot box that goes up for sale on BidOnFusion.
So when you say, early when we said national box sales, if I bid on and win one of these boxes, then that's only going to add an extra $10 to ship anywhere to, say I'm in California and I want to get this.
That's it, exactly. I mean, we do have different formats. We also sell by the skid, for example, and we just ran a big sale out of our Phoenix facility, and we ship pallets around the country for an average price of $150. So,
that's
the
not
box
bad.
Is not enough, and you're interested in 15 or 20 boxes or whatever we sell in these skid loads. We have great shipping rates there as well.
So we've talked to you before, and I know that the company's relatively new, and I'm dying to know what your customers are saying. Can you give us any of your customer insider feedback that you've had so far, specifically folks who have been buying and then reselling their box lots or skid lots on eBay?
Sure. I mean, we were on with Kat Simpson recently, and she had just received 21 boxes that she had bought on BidOnFusion.com, and she scanned the items in many of the boxes. She bought them for $700, paid about $200 in shipping, and based on her early calculations, was going to make north of $10,000 off of these items.
Well.
We had somebody call into another show a few days ago that said that they had made at least 300% on an initial buy of hot boxes from BidOnFusion.com. So the feedback has been resoundingly positive, and people have been asking for the sub-manifests, and that's why we're making that change. People have also asked that we move away from peanuts, and we're now moving to eco-friendly bladders, and that's going to be starting inside of 30 days as well.
So yes, they're listening to eBay sellers.
We hate peanuts.
We have to.
Peanuts are the worst thing in the world. Yes, the
bladder. Well, now I know.
Why do you hate peanuts, Griff?
They're a mess to clean up.
They're
impossible to clean. They get a static charge.
They stick to everything.
They fly around the room. They hate brooms. They hate anything that will collect.
And they're going to take over the world soon.
My daughter loves to jump around in them. But that's about the only thing they're good for these days.
Right, exactly.
So where do you get your merchandise?
We source it directly from the retailers. So we have relationships with Walmart, the Home Depot, Target, Costco, and a number of other retailers. We get most of the items on consignment, and then we break them down into these different formats, so hot boxes, skid lots, and bulk loads, and sell them in that fashion. I mean, we see ourselves as disrupting the liquidation channel a bit, because the traditional model has the retailer selling to a large liquidator who then sells it downstream four or five times before it ends up with the online reseller. We're trying to eliminate those upper three or four or five channels of the liquidation pyramid by offering product directly from the retailer to the online reseller community.
So I'm on your website now, and I don't think I've done this in the past, so I'm signing up for an account. Is this going to cost me money to sign up?
No, it's completely free to sign up and to participate. You only pay if you win something.
Ah. Yeah, I bid on a couple of them, and I didn't win them.
That's because you're so cheap.
No, it's not that. I went out that evening and then just forgot, and other people bid. And...
So what happens when, I should make it clear that it's called Bid on Fusion because you bid on these lots, and we know how eBay bidding works. How does bidding on Bid on Fusion work?
This is very similar. So you can submit bids in real time. You can submit absentee bids and walk away, and you know the system will notify you via email if you've been outbid. You can see what the current high bids are, so it's not blind. It's very similar to eBay in that sense, and we do have a dynamic close. So if there's bidding activity in the last minute, it'll auto extend by another minute, and we frequently have auctions go into overtime. We also use something that's called a staggered close. So if we have an auction that is scheduled to start closing at 6 p.m. with 100 lots, then we'll take the lots and we'll say, okay, we'll close 10 lots every 5 minutes, for example. So the first 10 lots will close at 6 p.m., the second 10 at 6:05, and so on. And that's really just to enable people to, that didn't win what they wanted, to bid on something else.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, actually.
So someone on the chat board sent us email. I have used your service with excellent results. I have one issue, however. There appears to be no further sales at the Greenville, South Carolina location. I know they were discussing moving the location. Will that location return? Is the absolute closest to me and makes for quite an advantage. So you had a Greenville, South Carolina?
We do have a schedule to open about three new facilities over the coming 12 months. Our next one is actually in Indianapolis, Indiana, and that'll open on September 1. That's our soft launch. And then we're running a big live auction event on the 20th of September. That'll feature about 400 to 500 lots. It'll be about 80% skid lots, but about 10% bulk, and then the other 10% are hot boxes. But we do have in that ramp-up schedule, we will have a location that is much closer to Greenville. The original Greenville location was dedicated to Home Depot product, and there were some structural changes that Home Depot applied that forced us to reroute some of that product into Cincinnati, and from there we're now moving it into Indiana.
Wow. This is kind of exciting.
I know. And if I seem distracted, it's just I'm still in the registration process.
Okay.
The capture keeps kicking me out because it's taking me too long. I'm so slow at typing now.
Well, I've already run into several people who have used your services and have bid on something and won. One of our listeners is blind. And you can imagine, Sebastian, that he's challenged, you know, in that respect. He does have his mother helping him a little bit, however. He bid on one of your boxes and won and listed some of them and already sold some of the stuff.
Outstanding.
So we were very excited for him. There are some people who cannot get out and go thrifting, Sebastian.
Yeah.
There are some people that are homebound for one reason or the other, and this is a wonderful opportunity for them. Even if you're not homebound, this seems a good opportunity. It's just another outlet for your product sourcing, which is a great thing. So how long have you guys been in business, Sebastian?
We're coming up on about 16 months now. We spend the first, first half or up to 10 months just developing the software, developing the relationships with our retailers. And then for the last, 4 to 6 months, it's really, when we met in Las Vegas, that was sort of our big launch event. And thanks to the online reseller community, especially eBay power sellers, I mean, we've been growing at pretty staggering rates. So we're very grateful to your community and to the feedback they've been giving us.
Well, it's our pleasure. Always looking for new ways to product source. That's
absolutely
very important.
Especially since you search are starting to get a little boring around my house.
So. And Griff even had a garage sale recently. So
he's, I made space for new product, and I finally got rid of everything.
Speaking of new product, we're about to quadruple our overall retailer volume. So you'll be seeing quite a few more auctions. We're going from an average of about 15 auctions a week to 45 and then 60 auctions a week over the coming 60 to 90 days. So you'll be seeing quite a bit more inventory and auction activity.
Oh, good.
So these, and you're calling them hot boxes?
Yeah, hot boxes.
So these hot boxes really are for the eBay seller in mind because they're just enough and they're things we can afford. But it looks like the Cat Simpsons of the world are going over and above that. So this same these hot boxes are $300 to $500 worth of stuff, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, but you sell things by the pallet, also.
We do. And with the hot boxes, I mean, we sell them for an average of between 7% and 12% of the original retail price. So there's quite a bit of meat left on the bone. And whether you buy one or 20 like Cat Simpson, you know, it's the shipping is so cheap that it really has a very small impact on your overall margin. Is our feeling, and it really, once you get past that 15 to 20 box mark, that's when it makes sense to start talking to us about skid lots or looking for skid lots on bidonfusion.com.
Where are you guys located?
Our headquarters is in San Francisco, and then the two facilities that we're running the hot box program out of are in Chandler, Arizona, right by Phoenix, and in Indianapolis.
So people actually go there in person.
The majority of our buyers really don't come to our facilities. I mean, some of the larger buyers will come for bulk pickup and skid pickup, but the majority of them really just bid out of the convenience of their home, and then we ship it right to their front door. We do, in our hub-to-hub program, that's part of why we're able to get such cheap shipping rates on the skid lots. We ship it to the nearest hub, so and that's where buyers are able to get north of 80% off on their hub-to-hub shipments for the skid lots, for the pallet lots.
Sebastian, it's been wonderful having you on.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry I didn't pay more attention. I was busy registering.
Oh, he'll bid on something any minute here.
Oh, I have to think about it.
So go to bidonfusion.com, register for free, and see what you can bid on. A lot of fun, too. Thank you, Sebastian.
This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up, it's time for Open Phones, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here on eBay Radio.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well.
Yes.
Huh. Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.